It's the Between the Line Vikings postgame report here from the University of Minnesota. I'm Mike Wapshaw, joined by voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen. The Vikings get their second consecutive victory, and they do it in style, 31-14 over the San Diego Chargers. The theme of the game was what, Paul?
Well, it was an interesting day here in Minneapolis. The Vikings have won 5 consecutive home games, so that was great going back to last year. We learned early that Adrian Peterson was not here when the rest of the team was, but we also learned he and his wife Ashley gave birth to a baby boy named Axel Eugene Peterson, 7 pounds, 3 ounces. So once that piece of good news became available, now we get into the game. And we watch the Vikings' defensive line beat up an offensive line for a second consecutive week. So badly that at the end of the game, the Chargers' right tackle, Joe Barksdale, was playing left tackle. They were down to their third left guard. Their center was out of the game. Phillip Rivers was sacked 4 times. So I think, once we watch this thing back and we celebrate it, the way the Vikings' defensive line is playing right now is as good as anybody's in the National Football League.
Yeah, and I'll talk more about that. I think all 3 phases of the Vikings played well in this game, and that's why the margin of victory was what it was. It was a dominant performance by the team. But the Vikings' defense overwhelming the Chargers' offensive line and swarming Phillip Rivers, to me, is what this game was all about. And it wasn't just the defensive line. It was Anthony Barr with quarterback pressure and hitting Rivers. It was Harrison Smith. Chad Greenway with interception return for a touchdown. It was a total team effort on defense.
You know, and Keenan Allen, nice receiver for the San Diego Chargers, he finishes the game with an extremely big box score. It was like 12 catches and 2 TDs. Keenan Allen did not impact this game. So that just proves to you how you either need to watch games back critically or watch the flow of the game to recognize who's significant and who's not. And I'm not taking a shot at Keenan Allen, but you look at that box score and you're like, okay, well, the Vikings secondary left something to be desired. Incorrect. They were wrapping up on tackles, didn't have many missed tackles today, and I thought the Vikings defense, as good as it was against the Lions, went against a better offense today and quite honestly played better.
And looked even better, that's right. A hard play to watch came at the end of the first half. It was a Keenan Allen touchdown, and Xavier Rhodes was injured on the play. It looked pretty bad. We hope he's okay. Then you come to the second half, and Trey Waynes is thrust into action. What did you think about Trey?
Trey had a couple of open field tackles, and one I think came on third down. And for Trey, after watching him during the preseason, the debut at Canton, he had 3 penalties. He looked completely lost. As the preseason went on, the problem I had with Trey was he was missing a lot of tackles. So Phillip Rivers, Mike McCoy, and Frank Reich, the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, wisely went right at the rookie. He responded beautifully, had a couple of open field tackles, a nice pass breakup at the goal line, and nearly had an interception on a play Malcolm Floyd had to save, or Trey would have had an interception. So, like Wobby said, it's not exactly how you want to see Trey Waynes make his debut, but nevertheless, he debuted well.
For a second consecutive week, bravo Vikings special teams. Jeff Locke putting punts inside the 20. He has 7 now on the season. Yep. No touchbacks. Blair Walsh kicking the ball out of the end zone for touchbacks on kickoffs. Mike Prefer's unit is playing so well right now.
And Mike Prefer's field goal team, from what I understand, had seen a tendency with the San Diego Chargers and some things they like to do on the interior of their field goal block team and lured them into a penalty for 5 yards and an automatic first down. And from what I understand, he informed the referees before the officials before the game, San Diego does this on field goal block, so take a look at it. The refs did. It was a first down for the Vikings on a field goal that Blair Walsh made, but the Vikings eventually got a touchdown out of it. So that's very inside football, but it's stuff like that that helps you win games. Excellent work, Mike Prefer.
Thank you, Paul. You can check out Vikings highlights and more reaction from this game on Vikings.com. And listen to Paul's radio show tomorrow, 9 to noon, on KFAN for more reaction. The Vikings will turn around and maybe, with all due respect to the previous teams played, the toughest test of the season comes next weekend. The Vikings go to Denver. So we'll be previewing that game on the website and on KFAN all week as well. That's the Between the Lines postgame report from the University of Minnesota. The Vikings are winners, 31-14. They move to 2-1.